This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow!
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
And for the first time this season, the boys have dropped four in a row. They lose tonight. They drop game three to the Yankees. 11-5 the final score. They'll hope to salvage a game tomorrow. Honestly, I could sit around and just try and hype up Alec Marsh. Can't get swept at home, ladies and gentlemen, and you cannot get swept in a four-game series at home. Now, nothing will happen if and when that indeed does transpire. That's just not a good look. Not a good look, not great for your fans to see the Yanks come to town and possibly sweep you out of your own ballpark. Well, that's until tomorrow. Right now, let's talk about the Game 3 loss. And listen, if you want... I'm trying to turn it up right now. I have been, and I would imagine I'm not alone, but I have been in a foul mood. Since that six-run first inning, a foul mood. The type of mood that can only be satisfied with hot dogs and soft pretzels and soft drinks and sugar and salt and fats. That's all I've been doing tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be honest with you. Ate so much of that garbage that if you weren't such a great crowd tonight, I swear to God, this is not pandering. If you weren't such a great crowd tonight, I don't know if I'm showing up for this show tonight. Foul move. But the 25,000 that turned out tonight, I understand a large chunk of them were Yankees fans. But the noisy ones were Royals fans. That was evident in the sixth inning. I'm sitting up in the press box still angry. I don't really know what I'm angry at. I'm not mad at Daniel Lynch. I'm not mad at Dan Altavilla. I'm not mad at really anybody in a Royals uniform. I'm just mad. I'm just mad that it's going to be another loss. A fourth straight L. I don't feel great about tomorrow. So I'm not really mad at anyone. But then, with the Royals down 8-0. 8-0 in the sixth inning. I understand this team has come back and showed the type of resilience that has conjured up memories from the championship teams of 2014 and 2015. I have nothing negative to say about these boys. But down 8-0 in the sixth inning, I just didn't think that they were going to pull the rabbit out of the hat once again. But that sixth inning, if you don't remember, Daniel Lynch is on the hill. A very efficient sixth inning, an eight-pitch sixth inning that ends with a double play ball from Anthony Volpe. Pretty double play ball, too, from Mike Cowell over to Nick Lofton, right to Vinny at first, the 5-4-3 inning-ending twin killing. And this place erupted. I'm up in the press box pouting, and y'all are still having the times or the time of your life out there, or if you're not having the time of your life, you were at least sticking around. As we talked about in that Seattle series, if this team has done one thing over the first 69 games of the season, it's earned your time. Earned you to stick it out. And you did tonight. I'll tip my cap to you. I'm happy to talk about the game with you. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Y'all were outstanding tonight. The Royals, obviously, not so much. And as far as the game is concerned, if you really want to dissect this 11-5 loss, it doesn't take much. You don't need to be well-versed in the beautiful game to understand what went wrong tonight, or last night, or the night before that, or a large chunk of the month of June. Pitching, pitching, pitching. The reason why April was historic, the reason why you were able to rattle off another 17 wins in the month of May, pitching, pitching, pitching. You had one of the five best starting staffs in all of Major League Baseball 2 months into the season. Since that calendar has flipped to June, since this team lost Michael Wacha, we've watched 10 games. The Royals' rotation in those 10 games, and I'm not talking about Altavilla. I'm not throwing his stats in it. I'm talking about the 6 runs in 6 2/3 that the Royals got tonight from Daniel Lynch. In the 10 games since Wacha went down, this Royals rotation has an ERA near 7. You eliminate 2 outstanding starts from Cole Reagans, and that ERA inches towards 8.5. There's really nothing else to it, my friends. I mean, I don't know where else you want to go tonight, but if you're in the complaining mood, there's only one thing to complain about, in my opinion, and that is the execution or lack thereof from this starting staff of late. So I ask you, 11-5, Royals lose. They'll start up another game. Game number 70 gets underway in just over 14 hours from now. Hopefully we never talk about this one again. But what I want to know from you is, in this near 3-hour reminder of how much better the Yankees are, you know, the latest version of that, what should we remember? Should it all be forgotten, or are you taking anything away from this one? That's the question that I want to know from you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. If you were one of the more than 25,000 to turn out on this beautiful Wednesday night, we're not going to make you wait on hold. Scott was in the building tonight. Scott, you're hitting leadoff tonight. Go ahead, buddy.
Yes, sir, Vern. How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. How are you?
We're doing all right, man. So me and the boy was out at the game again. Driving home. Talk about being in a foul mood. Yeah, I hear you. 6-0 in the first. kind of brought back some old memories about how bad the ball club was.
Yes.
Not sure why.
Because the opener.
Where we are, yes. We're still doing really well. Yeah. But, yeah, there was a bad taste in the mouth. Just a couple things. There's just kind of a lot to unravel a little bit. We were talking about some of these hitters being in some slumps a little bit, not doing so well. But I know you were talking about pitching. Starting pitching has not been so good. Trying to make sense of the one inning of a guy and then bringing Lynch in. Yeah, I get it to an extent. Yeah. Real curious, where's Jordan Lyles? And how far away is Bubich coming back to Kansas City?
Gotcha. Thank you very much for the phone call. Scott, always nice hearing from you. Phone lines are now open for you, 913-586-7610. Yeah, the Jordan Lyles situation is a personal matter. And I'm going to let it remain a personal matter. How close is Chris Bubich? Again, he's coming back from Tommy John surgery. I think it would behoove the organization, if they care about the young man's long-term viability as a big league arm, I think you really want to take it slow with this dude. I don't know if you give him the ball and say, you're a starting pitcher, go give me six. I understand what he's... I mean, he's up to... I think he got up to 60-some-odd pitches recently. To me, Chris Bubich can help the team after the All-Star break, and that's going to be in a bullpen role. I could be wrong on that. I just... To me, he's too young. And what you saw at the beginning of last season was too enticing to rush him back. I understand that the rotation has left a lot to be desired here in the month of June. And don't get it confused. Obviously, Cole Reagans is a stud. I'm still a supporter of Seth Lugo and Brady Singer and Alec Marsh and Michael Wacha. I still like the names. And I understand you're probably bringing this up as a Chris Bubich replaces Daniel Lynch in the rotation. Yeah, Michael Wacha's the guy that I'm looking at. Michael Wacha's the guy that I'm looking at to say, all right, he's going to be the one to replace Daniel Lynch. To me, Chris Bubich is a bullpen option in the second half of the season. I'm not even considering him a starter just yet. But that's me. That's me. Thanks for the phone call, Scott. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Daniel Lynch tonight. Six earned runs and 6 2/3 innings. Tonight was his 55th career start. I'm putting that in quotes. I know he wasn't a real starter, but the dude went 6 2/3. He was the starting pitcher. Tonight was his 55th career start. He's given up at least 5 earned runs in 11 of those 55 starts. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to Tom in Kansas City. Tom, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Vern. Yeah, I was at the game. Hey, man, couple takeaways. One, watching the Yankees, it's just a reminder of what it means to have a really complete team. You know, I saw the Yankees playing the Dodgers on TV on Sunday, and then you see them come roll into town and do what they do. I mean, this is what a complete team looks like. And the second takeaway is kudos to our manager. It's kind of a Ted Lasso move moment, giving Lynch the second inning start. It's like we got our Danny Rojas, who can't get past first inning, so let's give him a start in the second inning. And he performed, man. So I feel good about that. If there's anything to feel good about. And so, yeah. But, yeah, watching the Yankees, man, you're looking at, you know, this is what a deep playoff team looks like. And that's something we can aspire to. You know, hopefully when Cleveland comes to town, it's a different story. We could show Cleveland, man, hey, we are playoff material. So that's all I got.
No doubt. Thanks for the phone call, Tom. Speaking of that Cleveland series, I have two tickets to the Saturday game and the Sunday game. I'll give them away tomorrow. Well, I'll try to give them away tomorrow on the On Deck show. So be listening tomorrow at 12 noon. The Saturday game, by the way, that's Bo Jackson induction ceremony day. And then the Sunday game is Cole Reagan's bobblehead day. So we'll give you the option. You can choose which tickets you win or you play for. But just make sure you're listening 1 hour before first pitch, really for the rest of the month. Right? The tickets are the 29th and the 30th. So just set a reminder. 1 hour before first pitch, tune in to 610 Sports Radio or the Odyssey app. Listen to my On Deck show and you'll have a pretty good chance of grabbing those tickets. All right, Royals lose 11-5. They've dropped four in a row for the first time this series, and they'll hope to stave off a sweep at the hands of the Pinstripers tomorrow. 1:10 for the first pitch. On Deck show again begins at 12 noon. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fastball struck back to the middle, base hit into center field. Isbell's in to score. Bobby's on at first. His second RBI hit of the night, and now it's 11-3.
Fifth multi-hit game of the season for Bobby Witt Jr. Nobody in baseball has more. Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Bobby with an RBI double in the sixth, an RBI single in the seventh, and a leadoff infield single in the ninth. His eighth three-hit game of the season. Only Stephen Kwan of the Cleveland Guardians has more. I could go on and on about Bobby Witt Jr. Scored two more runs tonight. Yeah, he has the most runs scored in all of baseball. Three more hits puts him three base hits away from matching Luis Arraez for the most in the sport. Another extra base hit. Only Aaron Judge has more. Two more RBI gives him 50 for the season. He's now top 10, top 6 in Major League Baseball in runs batted in. He's the best defensive shortstop. He's the fastest player in the sport. Hits for power, hits for average, is as humble as any person you've ever met, especially someone with that kind of talent. It's fun watching Bobby Witt Jr., isn't it? Royals, on the other hand, of late, not as much fun, but Bobby's on the team. Salvi's on the team. Salvi with a Juan Soto-esque night. 2-for-2 with 3 walks. His first career 3-walk game. Congratulations to the great number 13. Royals give up 11 runs and they lose 11-5. We go to Andrew in Overland Park. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. How's it going, man?
All right. How are you?
Good, man. I was one of the 25,000 strong tonight at the K, supporting the guys. Couple takeaways I have. Main thing is, hey, outside of that 6-run first inning, the guys were playing ball. It's an even run game. We're fighting till the end. Our best player, MVP hopeful, Bobby Witt Jr., making plays for the guys up until the 9th inning. I feel like there's a lot to be excited for with the Royals faithful. Secondly, I think that watching the game live, from my angle, there was a chance for Vinny to grab that ball with the bases loaded in turn two there. And with that said, that's a different ball game. I think that people are talking about the Royals in a little different light. Obviously, if he makes that double play and we get out of that inning scot-free. I do have a couple questions about Matt's decision on the opener. I mean, obviously, it did not work out tonight. Daniel Lynch did come in and pitch some pretty good ball there in the second through fifth inning, but don't understand the opener, but hey, I'm all about it. The Royals are still here playing competitive ball. We're above 500, and life is good, brother. I appreciate you, Vern.
Yeah, thanks for placing the phone call. Chris in Topeka wrote in. He also was curious about, you know, he writes, the Yankees have too much firepower to be giving away extra outs. Pitchers have way too much to overcome. Two strange defensive plays by Vinny and Lofton may have cost them 8 runs tonight. Yeah, that play by Vinny, I believe, and I couldn't see a zoomed-in replay, but it looked to me that that 103-mile-per-hour one-hopper off of the bat of Ryan Verdugo, bases loaded, one out, it looked to me like it, the way that Vinny reacted made it look to me as if that ball hit the lip of the infield grass and made that ball kind of shoot in a way that Vinny wasn't expecting it to shoot. He was expecting a hop, and when it hit that lip, it took off on him. I didn't speak with Vinny. I might be way off. He might be saying, hey, I got to make that play even if it hits the lip. But no, I understand. I understand where you're coming from. But no, I'm... But no, hey, if it didn't, then yeah. I mean, it's a tough play. It was obviously hit hard, but that's just my opinion. I haven't heard from Vinny yet. Chris, appreciate you listening as well. Text line's always there for you, 913-586-7610. Dan and KCK was in the house tonight, had a great time. Spike in St. Joe, him and the fam were in the building. Spike's curious why the Yankees don't put names on their uniforms. Well, the Yankees have been around so long, they go back to before there were even numbers on their uniforms. You know, the reason why Babe Ruth wears 3 and Lou Gehrig wore 4 was because they hit 3rd and 4th in the batting lineup. That was, they were there at the very beginning when they said, hey, let's start putting numbers on these dudes so we can tell them apart. And then around, I think the 60s, they started putting names on the back, and you know, Some say it's because, you know, the name on the front's more important, and that's why the Yankees never did it. To me, it's just tradition. You know, if Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and Joe DiMaggio didn't have their names on the back of their jerseys, well, then nobody needs a name on the back of their jersey. I like it. I like it for them. There isn't another organization, obviously, that can pull that off. But I like it. And that's why, for those Yankees fans driving back to Olathe right now, if you're wearing a Mickey Mantle uniform and it says Mantle on the back, it's whack. In my opinion. But again, I'm a huge dork. Let's go to Wes in Overland Park. Wes, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Wes, how you doing? Hey, Vern, good to hear from you. How are we doing tonight?
I'm great. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, pretty good. Thanks for having me on. I just want to ask one question, kind of an oversight I've had. In the last couple of nights, I've noticed over this last, I guess, three games of the series, it seems we have overall, whether it's pitching or hitting, overall, I think we have a bit of a trepidation. I think our lineup, whether it's the pitchers or the hitters, are almost a little scared.
Those are fight
the Yankees words. Came in with no, you know, no.
Give me an example.
And
give me an example, Wes.
We aren't. So I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
Give me an example, Wes, of this trepidation that you're talking about.
Yeah, so I would say we've done really well with runners in scoring position over the entire year up until this series. Yeah. And, I mean, last night, for instance, not tonight, I'm not sure.
No, I wanted. I mean a player.
I mean, at the game, but last night
Wes.
We were 0-7.
Yeah. Yes. Wes, I need a name. Like who are you seeing? I can read statistics. Who are you seeing that you say, that guy looks scared right now?
I would say, honestly, it's everyone, frankly, but Bobby and maybe even MJ, I thought, looked good. But outside of that, I thought...
So Salvi's scared.
Shaky. And I'm not one to criticize Salvi because I know what he's done for us, I know what he does for us, and I know his potential. And he hasn't looked great, but I think our lineup looks a little scared.
Okay. You know what? Hey, appreciate the phone call, Wes. I'll pose that to the people. Do you guys see a scared bunch of Royals? Everybody in the Royals lineup tonight either picked up a hit or drove in a run or scored a run. Well, everybody except for Nick Lofton. Lofton goes 0-5. I don't see it. But you know what? Hey, maybe I've missed plenty before, Wes. Maybe I'm missing something there. Let's go to Max. Max was in the building as the Royals lost 11-5 tonight. Max, did you have a good time at the ballpark?
Oh yeah, I was about 100 feet behind home plate. Had a great time out there. Like you said earlier in the show, it's kind of tough to come back from that 6-0, regardless of what team you're playing. But I mean, especially it's a tail across time here with the Yankees being bandwagons and everything, but after that first inning, I just seen these people, and outside of Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, they can't name more than two people on their team.
Yeah,
so, you know,
right.
Going out there and just having them kind of control the K like that, I mean, kind of crazy. And then after that fifth inning, the boys were playing some ball there, getting a few runs knocked in here and there. But I was sitting next to Cornell Powell tonight, the fifth-round pick that went to Kansas City Chiefs. And he left after the seventh inning. I mean, it was great sitting next to him and talking to him. But, I mean, it's just to see someone like that that's playing for your team and then just kind of leaving like that. I mean,
I don't know. You never know. I mean, isn't like camp going on or something right now? Doesn't he have to worry about his job? Especially if he's a rookie, man. He ain't got anything promised to him. He better get in bed. Right? Max, thanks for the phone call. I don't know who he's talking about. I'll take his word for it that he's a chief. No, I know. I've seen Patrick Mahomes. I saw Patrick Mahomes practicing earlier today. If Mahomes is practicing, you better be there early. Oh, I'm sorry, Pat. Oh, man. Yeah, I was at the Royals game late last night. No, man. That's... No. You have a chance to be a member of the Kansas City Chiefs in 2024. Man, I am in bed at 8 o'clock every single night. Sending Pat heart emojis. Travis can get a few. Chris Jones, you can get a few. Spags and Andy Reid, love you. And then I go to bed. I send them all text messages if I'm a rook, and then I go to bed. Max, thanks for the phone call, man. I'm glad you had a good time at the ball game tonight. The only reason I had a somewhat good time, the 25,000 in attendance. Again, that ovation you guys gave, that inning-ending double play in the sixth inning with your team down 8-0. You know, Max talks about Yankees fans taking over. I didn't sense that. Sure, there were a bunch, but Yankees fans aren't going nuts when Volpe grounds into an inning-ending double play. Royals fans are. Oh, the kiss cam always makes me smile. I couldn't believe, you guys see the, they show this one young couple and they both freak out and he jumps up and throws his cup of water in the young woman's face that he's sitting next to. I don't know if they're just buddies or brother and sister. That was bananas. Playing some great 90s jams in between innings. Honestly, other than when Bobby was at the dish, I think my favorite parts of tonight were the in-between entertainment at the K. I saw a lot of you singing Third Eye Blind, and I was right there with you. I like that we're far enough away from the 90s now that we can all admit that, man, those were some bangers. Even though you may have caught me with the NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys, oh, I was having a good time, and then they started playing baseball again. Royals lose 11-5. Quick timeout. Back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Well, for the first time all year, Royals have dropped four games in a row. Only five teams remain now in Major League Baseball that are yet to suffer a four-game skid. Royals lose tonight 11-5. They're 39-30 on the season. Cleveland lost as well, so the boys are still 5.5 back of the Guardians in the American League Central. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Raj in the Ozarks writes in, Vern, the Dodgers called and said they like their KC steak bloodied and rare. You better wake up starting pitching. Signed, Raj in the Ozarks. Yeah. Well, Cole Reagans will toe the slab in the opener of the three-game series at Dodger Stadium, so we have that going for us. Although, well, you don't want to get to a place where it's, hey, Cole Reagans, you're our only hope. Reagans is the only Royal starter to spin a quality start since the calendar flipped to June. Yeah, Reagans in the opener, and then it's Seth Lugo against Yamamoto in Game 2 on Saturday night. Brady Singer and the monster that is Tyler Glasnow in the finale Sunday afternoon. I don't know if the Royals will be... Will they be favored on Friday? They haven't been favored at all against the Yankees. You know they won't be favored with Glasnow on the hill. Probably not with Yamamoto on the hill. Cole Reagans and Gavin Stone on Friday night. Back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Tess in Grain Valley writes in to go back to what Wes in Overland Park had to say about the Royals looking scared against the Yankees. Tess in Grain Valley agrees. Vern, actually, I wouldn't say it's fear, but lack of confidence in facing the Yankees. Tonight, they seemed to get their confidence back in the seventh inning, but then they lost it again. Vern, I know you're saying it's all pitching, but I don't think that the Yankees pitchers are so good that it explains the inability of the Royals to hit against them. Well, Tess, yeah, You know, let's go back to Friday against Seattle, the opener of this seven-game homestand. Royals were down 7-0 before they came to the dish. And as you know, they battled all the way back, and they won one of the best games that Kauffman Stadium has seen in years. They storm back and win that game 10-9. Oh, my God, the resolve of that team. It's you can't question the heart of these boys, right? Down 7-0 on Friday, and they fight back to win. So then they show up on Saturday, the same 13 position players that just fought their freaking hearts out the night before. So they show up on Saturday and fall behind 1-0 before they come to the dish. But they battle back again, and they win 8-4. Man, feeling good. We're resilient. We're tough. We've done it all. Show up the next day, fall behind 1-0 before they come to the dish. Show up the day after that. Now, keep in mind, Sunday they battle back again, force extra innings, and fall just short. They show up the next day and are down 2-0 before they come to the plate. Day after that, they're down 2-0 before they come to the plate. Day after that, they're down 6-0 before they come to the plate. Tess, are you picking up what I'm laying down here? Give them a chance. Right? There's just no denying the fact that they are a resilient bunch. A never-say-die group of ballers that believe in one another. But climbing up that mountain every single day, having your own pitcher push you down that mountain every single day, I don't know if it's they're intimidated or they've lost confidence. It's very difficult to overcome deficits in the big leagues every day. Now, they continue to try. You know, you even mentioned it. They scored 2 in the 6th, 3 in the 7th. Well, they keep coming at you. I'm not seeing a bunch of first pitch hacking. I'm not seeing guys throw away their at-bats. Tess, I appreciate you listening. I'm sure Wes appreciates the support. But human nature, man. It would be nice to put up a 0 tomorrow, Alec Marsh. I can't wait to see. Oh, I'm starting to get fired up right now. I know I was in a bad mood to start the show. I'm starting to get fired up for tomorrow. Not. Oh, let's salvage a game. No, I don't. Whatever. I'm getting excited for Alec Marsh and the opportunity that he has tomorrow afternoon. What he could do for this team, this rotation, this fan base. Man, you want this city to wrap their arms around your enormous upper body, Alec. Go out there tomorrow, put up a 0 in the 1st, and then shove. Do we have time? Yeah, let's get to a few more from the text line. This is Rally Mantis taking a shot at the manager. Rally Mantis, you can't second guess the manager the moment the game goes final. Send it in earlier that you had an issue with the opener because you just look like you're cherry picking. From the 913, Vern, I'm beginning to think that basically having no functional leadoff hitter and no functional number 5 hitter sure does make the game a lot harder. I mean, I agree with that point, and I agree that they are still in search of a number 5 hitter. Hopefully Massey's back in a few weeks. Listen, Michael Garcia, I didn't hear anybody mention him when there was a month and a half where he had more hits than anybody in baseball. Now he has a rough week, and now he's no longer a good leadoff hitter. All right, that's going to do it for us. I appreciate you listening. I'll talk to you 13 hours from now. Take care, Kansas City. Thanks for listening.
been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, and gone. Past Quintino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Well, for the first time all year, Royals have dropped 4 games in a row. Only 5 teams remain now in Major League Baseball that are yet to suffer a 4-game skid. Royals lose tonight 11-5. They're 39-30 on the season. Cleveland lost as well, so the boys are still 5.5 back of the Guardians in the American League Central. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Raj in the Ozarks writes in, Vern, the Dodgers called and said they like their KC steak bloodied and rare. You better wake up, starting pitching. Signed, Raj in the Ozarks. Yeah. Well, Cole Reagans will toe the slab in the opener of the 3-game series at Dodger Stadium, so we have that going for us. Although, Well, you don't want to get to a place where it's, hey, Cole Reagans, you're our only hope. Reagans is the only Royal starter to spin a quality start since the calendar flipped to June. Yeah, Reagans in the opener, and then it's Seth Lugo against Yamamoto in Game 2 on Saturday night. Brady Singer and the monster that is Tyler Glasnow in the finale Sunday afternoon. I don't know if the Royals will be will they be favored on Friday? They haven't been favored at all against the Yankees. You know they won't be favored with Glasnow on the hill. Probably not with Yamamoto on the hill. Cole Reagans and Gavin Stone on Friday night. Back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Tess in Grain Valley writes in to go back to what Wes in Overland Park had to say about the Royals looking scared against the Yankees. Tess in Grain Valley agrees. Vern, actually, I wouldn't say it's fear, but lack of confidence in facing the Yankees. Tonight they seemed to get their confidence back in the seventh inning, but then they lost it again. Vern, I know you're saying it's all pitching, but I don't think that the Yankees pitchers are so good that it explains the inability of the Royals to hit against them. Well, Tess, you know, let's go back to Friday against Seattle, the opener of this seven-game homestand. Royals were down 7-0 before they came to the dish. And as you know, they battled all the way back and they won one of the best games that Kauffman Stadium has seen in years. They storm back and win that game 10-9. Oh my God, the resolve of that team. It's, you can't question the heart of these boys, right? Down 7-0 on Friday and they fight back to win. So then they show up on Saturday, the same 13 position players that just fought their freaking hearts out the night before. So they show up on Saturday and fall behind 1-0 before they come to the dish. But they battle back again and they win 8-4. Man, feeling good. We're resilient, we're tough, we've done it all. Show up the next day, fall behind 1-0 before they come to the dish. Show up the day after that. Now, keep in mind, Sunday they battle back again, force extra innings, and fall just short. They show up the next day and are down 2-0 before they come to the plate. Day after that, they're down 2-0 before they come to the plate. Day after that, they're down 6-0 before they come to the plate. Tess, are you picking up what I'm laying down here? Give them a chance, right? There's just no denying the fact that they are a resilient bunch, a never-say-die group of ballers that believe in one another. But climbing up that mountain every single day, having your own pitcher push you down that mountain every single day, I don't know if it's they're intimidated or they've lost confidence. It's very difficult to overcome deficits in the big leagues every day. Now, they continue to try. You know, you even mentioned it. They scored 2 in the 6th, 3 in the 7th. They keep coming at you. I'm not seeing a bunch of first pitch hacking. I'm not seeing guys throw away their at-bats. Tess, I appreciate you listening. I'm sure Wes appreciates the support. But human nature, man. It would be nice to put up a 0 tomorrow, Alec Marsh. I can't wait to see. Oh, I'm starting to get fired up right now. I know I was in a bad mood to start the show. I'm starting to get fired up for tomorrow. Not. Oh, let's salvage a game. Whatever. I'm getting excited for Alec Marsh and the opportunity that he has tomorrow afternoon. What he could do for this team, this rotation, this fan base. Man, you want this city to wrap their arms around your enormous upper body, Alec. Go out there tomorrow, put up a zero in the first, and then shove. Do we have time? Yeah, let's get to a few more from the text line. This is Rally Mantis taking a shot at the manager. Rally Mantis, you can't second-guess the manager the moment the game goes final. Send it in earlier that you had an issue with the opener because you just look like you're cherry-picking. From the 913, Vern, I'm beginning to think that basically having no functional leadoff hitter and no functional number five hitter sure does make the game a lot harder. I mean, I agree with that point, and I agree that they are still in search of a number five hitter. Hopefully Massey's back in a few weeks. Now, listen, Michael Garcia, I didn't hear anybody mention him when there was a month and a half where he had more hits than anybody in baseball. Now he has a rough week, and now he's no longer a good leadoff hitter. All right, that's going to do it for us. I appreciate you listening. I'll talk to you 13 hours from now. Take care, Kansas City. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, and gone. Pasquantino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.